Thank you, Dan. So welcome everyone, and happy Halloween. I'm going to play a little clip from our program to kick us off.
Happy Galatians is very much about respect. So far we've talked about many other things, respect to rules. We've talked about direct no's and alternative actions to resist breaking the rules when they're challenged. But what about if you're the one doing the challenging? Would you even know it? How sensitive are you really when it comes to respecting other people's rules? In this activity, we'll explore the keys to respecting other people's rules. It may look exceedingly simple, but it actually takes effort. Meet Apollo, middle school student. Confident, popular, keeper of personal rules. He knows his game and knows how to play. He's got it together. Or has he? Today he's out with Jane Doe. She, too, has her own personal rules. Apollo is about to learn that respecting other people's rules is as important as respecting our own.
Can't believe I'm out with Johnny Apollo. Quarterback, heart club. And my secret crush. Oh, Buck, you are incredible.
Penelope, it was but a trifle.
No, really. It was fantastic the way you beat up the Gila monster, stopped the invasion from Quadrant 12, and did magic that still goes neutral alone, saving all of civilization as we know it. Oh, but look. If I tear off most of my skirt, the part that hasn't been ripped already, and the lower part of my blouse, I swim into the gauze to gently grab your bruised and cover my lips, rippling abs.
Jane, thank goodness we've got the back row so we can be alone.
You want to be alone with me?
Yes, Jane, you're the best.
I am?
Of course.
Best at what?
Well, let's just see, shall we?
Penelope.
Yes, Buck?
You know I love you. I've always loved you. After all we've gone through, I could tear off what's left of my clothes and dive into the blue, limpid pools that are your eyes. Look straight at you and over you.
Oh, Buck.
Oh, Penelope.
That's enough of that. That's the treat for today, and the rest of my talk is the trick. So this is a very exciting time for the application of technology in this domain as well as many others in public health. And I have the privilege of unveiling It's Your Game Tech, which has been in the making for a couple of years, and we're in the field testing. And I consider this talk an introduction to this new program, as well as a status report and where we're at. And we thank NIMH for funding this endeavor. So here's the team, and I consider this sort of a collector's item because it's very rare to see our data analyst with a tie on. So if anybody wants a copy of this, it's really worth keeping. Our team has quite a trajectory pedigree in sexual health education. We consider the community as part of our team and our formative work, and we have very talented production outfit, our subcontractors, Radiant Creative, Brian White Illustration, and Clifton Camera Works. So a little background, you'd be forgiven for thinking this is a political map of Texas. In fact, the red indicates counties that have above the national average in teen pregnancy. So we have a problem in Texas, but we have a problem nationally as well. And we know there's sexual activity occurring in young people. And the youth risk behavior surveys indicate that we're seeing that as young as middle school. So what do we do about that? One proposed solution is It's Your Game Tech. The purpose of our project is to adapt and evaluate the effectiveness of an internet-based HIV and STI pregnancy prevention program for middle school youth. What we've done is adapted It's Your Game Tech from an effective existing program, It's Your Game. Now, It's Your Game was discovered to be effective in two consecutive randomized controlled trials, found to delay initiation of sexual intercourse, reduce the frequency of sex, increase condom use, and have a positive impact on psychosocial variables in middle school kids. It's been acknowledged as an effective program by the Office of Adolescent Health. It's been acknowledged with a Digital Media Award through APHA, and it's been a semi-finalist in the Adobe Interactive Media for Education Awards. All well and good, so we've got an efficacious program. So we have about 10 seconds to pat ourselves on the back for that, and then we realize that that's just the beginning, it's not the end. If we really want impact, then we need to marry that efficacy with reach. How good would it be if we had a program that could go national and even international? How good would it be if we didn't rely totally on teachers who may be uncomfortable with the subject matter to teach what is quite a sensitive topic area? How good would it be if we could guarantee fidelity with all learners? How good would it be if we could reach the target population using a platform that resonated with them? That sort of inquiry led to this sort of study. It's Your Game. And It's Your Game is a completely computer-based application, a completely computer-based sexual health curriculum. This is the theory and conceptual model behind It's Your Game. If we can change those distal and proximal determinants of behavior, we may be able to optimize change in the behaviors themselves. The theme of It's Your Game, keep it real, and we keep discovering that there's a lot of projects around that have It's Your Game, you know, related to them and keeping it real. But it is really real because that's a title that has come from our target population. Game is life, and keeping it real is being authentic to yourself. How do we keep our game real? By respecting ourselves and respecting others and playing by our rules. And what does that mean? It means that we follow this metacognitive framework, a distillation of social cognitive theory and others down to three, I want to say easy steps, but maybe not. Select, detect, protect. Select your personal rules ahead of time. Detect the challenges to those rules and protect them through appropriate skills, refusal, or alternative action. These are steps to live by. This is life skills training and a substantial part of the program. So we have adapted an effective program. We've distilled it down into 13 lessons. And you can see how this unfolds. It goes from what a healthy friendship is, the nature of healthy friendships, and the application of this metacognitive paradigm, select, detect, protect, in the context of friendships. It then moves into anatomy, physiology, and reproduction. All that tough science about our developing body so that we can level the playing field. Everybody knows what sex is, what menstruation is, and what reproduction is. And then we go into the sexual relationships. And in that spiral learning approach, we again apply select, detect, protect in that new context. This is what it looks like. I'm going to try and play something for you, a little test of the AV guys, and we'll see if this works. And maybe it doesn't. Couldn't locate it. Too bad. So I'm going to get you to imagine that you are flying through a virtual world from location to location. And you can get a sense of that in the slide here. So we have an information booth where we get lesson objectives. We go to a site that's called Brainstorm to recap previous lessons. We go to the cinema to look at peer video of real teens engaging in real problems that are related to the objectives of the lesson. Interactive activities, information transfer, and skills training activities, and then questions related to that cliffhanger conundrum that was promoted by the peer modeling video, and then a conclusion and wrap up. There's around 350 plus activities in this program, so it's intense. 13 lessons, 350 plus activities, and I'm gonna there's two women hugging themselves in the back row, and one of them was responsible for a lot of the organization behind that. So Fred Carney, thank you very much. Chris Markham's next to her, and she's one of the investigators on our project here. So this is the nature of the way we do things. We triangulate around a particular topic, and we use animations to introduce. We use interactives to build skills, and we use video to adjust norms. And you know, who better to teach how to use a condom than a condom? We've enhanced It's Your Game tech by using, we're sort of pushing on the envelope. We use point of view video-based immersion where we become the partner in the scenario. We need to negotiate how to use a condom. We need to negotiate refusal. We try as much as possible to allow for successful translation from the computer program to real life situations. Here's our cast of characters. I'm going to press on one of these and pray, and we'll see if it pops. Couldn't locate it. So use your imagination. and you can put your own script to these characters. Each one has their own personality, and they add a lot of color, but also orientation to the program. This is our usability platform. We're not live for the community yet, but that's the vision, and that's where we're going, and we will be there very soon. But first, usability. Typically, before we go to the field, we check the thing out, make sure it functions, make sure it doesn't blow up, and we take a small sample representative of our target population, and we run them through the lessons, and we ask them some questions. We regard usability to cut across a number of constructs. Ease, credibility, and understandability are represented here. We rank pretty highly, so 100% means that our entire sample felt that, in this case, It's Your Game tech was easy to use. This cuts across all our lessons. I've highlighted points that we'd probably want to take note of here. We're down at 44% on this one. Needed an adult to help use it. That's a red flag, right? So this is supposed to be user-friendly. When we look at 44, when we trace that back to causes, it's related to a bug that might have occurred, some slow video, maybe getting into the program. It gives us a heads up on how to orientate users and how to train any facilitators. Satisfaction with the interface, all the bits and pieces of the program, acceptable levels. Would you use the lesson again? 31% on a particular lesson said no, and that related to the first lesson, which is an orientation lesson. Basically, here you are, and this is how you use It's Your Game, so they don't really want to see that again. What would you tell classmates about it? Yes, they would spread the word. And do you think that this will help you make healthy choices? Yes. And that sort of hits home with us. That's great. So that gives us a degree of confidence to take this to the field. Now, embedded in the lesson structure are pre and post questions related to importance and self-efficacy related to topics in the program. So while we have a sample of 22, which is fine for usability tests, maybe not for statistical significance, we do show that we have some effect, for example, with negotiation with others to protect your personal rules, knowing what makes a healthy friendship, healthy relationship, dating relationship, and negotiating with others to protect your personal rules. So that's cool. That's starting to get a hint of impact on determinants of behavior. It tells us very little about whether we're going to change that behavior, and that's why we take it to the field, of course. So we're doing that. We're in a randomized controlled trial in 19 middle schools in Houston, and we do follow-ups after the curriculum is provided at 9th and 10th grade. Our hypothesis is that students who are exposed to through-game tech will have significantly less initiation of sex, but we also are investigating whether we see significant differences in sexual behaviour and effects on psychosocial variables, that are the determinants of that behaviour. Our baseline sample is 1,500 students, roughly, in the 19 schools, and primarily minority, and with a typical experience with sex to those of the general population. The baseline sample, we check that out for demographics and sexual behavior, and we're seeing equivalency between the groups, which sets us up for, we hope, some success. We have to come back to the next APHA and tell you what happened. We are looking at baseline now, but I don't have anything to report. And we're going back into the field for the second round of follow-up, or the first follow-up. So it'll be exciting for us to see what happens. If we see significance, then we are changing the landscape in a big way of how we can reach and influence young people. There's a lot on hanging on that if, because we're not doing group process in the classroom. We're losing that in, you know, real life contact. So we're going to see what happens. This is sort of the brave new world. And we would like to think that we're contributing to the field across these fronts in terms of operationalization of behavioral science in this field, in terms of investigating novel dissemination platforms, impacting behavior change, we certainly hope so, and reaching at-risk populations. So that's a quick and dirty overview of It's Your Game. If you're interested, It's Your Game tech is not currently available, but It's Your Game is. It'syourgame.org, www.itsyourgame.org. We'll get you to some of the media, and if you're really canny, you'll be able to see the back end on that front piece that I played, which did play, which, you know, praise the Lord. Okay, so are there any questions about It's Your Game tech? Yes. Well, we're following these kids from middle school to high school, and the schools are, you know, what's how do I answer that? My expectation is that they may cluster in terms of the predominant sexual experience. We know that there's no significant variance between the control and treatment, but within school there may be difference in terms of their prior experience. So that may be influential, but we hope that that will not be significant in terms of overall looking at the results. Does that help to answer your question? Okay. Are there any other questions? Yes.
And maybe you said this, but are you also doing this in Spanish? And one other question, are you expecting that there might be any dilution of the intervention, that some of the control kids might end up seeing this because they have friends who go to a school where they are exposed?
Yeah, contamination is always an issue. Because you randomize on schools, we hope we minimize it. There's not necessarily a way to guarantee that completely. But because it's offered in the school classroom and not as an adjunct outside the school, then maybe there's less chance of that. I have to say, from the public health perspective, if there's contamination of information on how to negotiate, how to use condoms, I think we have to say, wow, this is really successful. I think when we're talking about social media, contamination is actually a good thing. We've done our level best to control for that. So we, you know, for given the design to try and minimize threats to internal validity. What was the first question? Spanish, yeah. So I just happen to have this slide here, talking about next steps. And probably embedded in there is the dream to have a Spanish version. And we have tested It's Your Game in Puerto Rico. It's been, components have been tested in Mexico. We do not yet have a Spanish version, and it is definitely on our radar screen. So it's a great question. We haven't encountered major language problems with the youth in Houston, but if we look for a broader population, yeah, we need it. And let's get this one sorted out, and then let's make a Spanish version. Thank you very
much. Oh,
you.
Quick.
It's actually been really good. So from the front end of It's Your Game, way back when we were doing initial focus groups and, you know, with parents, there's a very positive response to the idea of their children receiving competent, evidence-based sexual health programs. So while we hear and fear the potential backlash from parents, when you go and talk to parents, ultimately we all have a common goal, and that's the health of the kids. So we do offer a credible program, and we haven't had any major backlash. And we're very responsive, actually, when we get comments from users. Now, we also run the study using passive consent as well. So, you know, that influences that. But nothing has hit the fan in the state of minimally hit the fan, the state of Texas. And Texas is one of those challenging regions, so it bodes well. One other comment before I get thrown off the podium. I think it's sort of interesting that the LA school district has picked up It's Your Game. I find that a major success story for us when a Texas-based sexual health program goes to California. Something's working. Thank you very much.
Thank you.